Today it's the 19th year the park going to be transported back in time to an era when Native Americans and fur traders gathered and exchanged goods to celebrate.
Costumed
reenactors going to be talking about what life was like during that era. They'll also be demonstrating the various crafts and trades of the time. Simmons Island limited to non-motorized traffic as a result setting up yesterday through the running of the event. As of Saturday, free parking will be available at Kennedy Park, and a horse-drawn wagon will provide shuttle service to the rendezvous, which begins at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Who is Simmons? Got a Simmons Field in Kenosha?
Right, it connects. Well, there's also the Simmons Mattress Factory for years.
Had to be somebody.
Yeah. And, of course, I have that off the top of my head here.
Well,
I don't. I don't.
You never know about these
things. But, yes, that's an historic name in the city of Kenosha.
Find that out.
You know, Glenn, they've got computers now.
Well,
Internet.
I've just listened to your potentially award-winning newscast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on top of filling in for Mike Clemens, I also do relationship and life coaching. Did you know that? That's my other job.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And the mostly life coach men on their relationships with the opposite sex. And this information came through on the national news. Did you hear it? Check it out.
To a happy marriage may very well be alcohol. A new study published in the Journals of Gerontology says that couples who drink together have decreased negative marital quality over time. Couples involved in the study were older than 50, and those who reported drinking even just once a year were more likely to say their partner doesn't really get on their nerves. Tiffany Griffith, NBC News Radio.
Okay, so she's saying, this report, that couples that drink together are more likely to stay together. Now, how long have you been married?
32 years.
Do you guys drink together?
Not necessarily, no.
Never? Never have a glass of wine together?
Well, I'd say that. I just said not necessarily.
I bet you anything that this study was funded by the alcohol industry. That's how they do, you know. Because in my life coaching and personal experience and observation, drinking doesn't lend itself to marital bliss. I was married for 20 years, still best friends with my first wife, Dawn, and we drank a lot together. It did not help. I'm not saying it hurt. It definitely did not help, though. You know, Sweet Lou Turner celebrated his 31st wedding anniversary yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to find out if the key to his marital bliss is imbibing in adult beverages. You never know about these things.
Anybody can pick one thing out of something and make it into something. Right?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I think sex is a very important part of a successful marriage. Having it. Here's a statistic. The average married couple that's been married 10 years or more has sexual relations, on average, 4 times a year.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the average.
You know, that's like saying the average salary for a baseball player. Well, I'm sorry, that's incorrectly stated.
Why?
Because there is you pick all the numbers, you add them together, and then you pick the medium. No, that's not the average salary for a baseball player.
4 times a year, which means that the vast majority of married couples that have been together a decade or more are not having any sex at all, at least with each other.
Nah, I don't buy those studies.
It's a major problem.
I don't buy those numbers.
Well, I'm not asking you to buy the numbers.
Everybody think that's fact. Well, that's not necessarily the case. It's just a select group of numbers that were studied, and then they put numbers out on that. And that's all it is.
In the same way that my investigation and observation says that alcohol does not lend itself necessarily to successful marriage, this one does. The couples that still make whoopee on the regular have a better chance of staying together. Can I say making whoopee on the radio?
I guess. You've already done it.
It's 21
the
minutes.
Phone lighting up?
No, not yet.
The hotline.
No. It's 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Glenn Klein filling in at least for the next few minutes for the on assignment Mike Clemens.
WRJN Acu weather forecast. Of a partly sunny sky for today. It will be very warm and humid with a high of 88. Some clouds into